Today's Shizm Sechta Yuma, Daf Mem Hey. We will begin in Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, B'chol Yom HaYuzahava Yorak, every day the shovel, so the Mishnah that they used for the K'tiris in the Beis HaMikdash was made out of silver that was yellow, greenish. Amar Rav Chisda. So the Gemara begins to comment about silver. It says the Gemara, Shiva Zahavim Haim, there's seven types of gold, Zav, Vizav Toiv, Zahav Ophir, Zahav Mupas, Vizav Shachet, Vizav Sogav, Vizav Parvayim. Says the Gemara, Zav, Vizav Toiv, when we speak about Zav, and we speak about Zav Toiv, are two separate things. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'zov ha'aretz ahi toiv. The Zov of that specific country was Zov toiv. Obviously, it was a different type of Zov than regular Zov. Zov ofir, says the word, what is Zov ofir? The Osim ofir. It's Zov that comes from ofir. Zov mupos, says the word, what is Zov mupos? Says the Gemara, Shidoim lepaz. It was extremely shiny, it gave off a radiance like a diamond. Zav shochet, the pasuk that speaks about zav shochet, that says the Gemara that's very soft, shenitfa kechut, that it could be spun like it's spun a thread. It's extremely thin. And I saw it, in fact, in Mefarshim explain that it's so soft that they could not really use that gold on a typical basis by itself, because it was just too soft to work with, and they would typically mix into it copper or a different metal to make it usable. Zov Sogur, B'shor Sheniftach, when the store that sells that type of Zov opens, that type of gold opens, Kol Echad Nuyos Nisgoreis, all other stores are closed, because it's such a good sell us gold, then nobody will want to buy gold if that gold, any other type of gold, if that gold is available. Zav Pravayim, Sedoim Meladam Aparim. The reason it's called Zav Pravayim, because it's simple, it's similar to the blood that comes out of the animals of the par. Another pshat is that the Yerushalmi says, we spoke earlier in our Masechta that in the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, they had a tree that gave off gold. The type of gold that it gave off was Zav Parvayim. And that's why it's called Zav Parvayim, because the Zohov was the Peiros. Parvayim is similar to the world Peiros. It was the Peiros that came off those trees. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi disagrees. And Ravashi says there aren't seven types of gold. The Chamishin Haim, there are five types of gold. Zav Mupa, Zav Ofir, Zav Shochet, Zav Sogin, Zav Parvayim. And in every one of these types of gold, V'chol Chad V'chad Isbei, the two grades of every one of these golds. There's Zahav and there's Zav Toiv. So actually there are only five times, but it's different types of gold, better and not as good. And in fact, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, the definition of Zav Toiv is that it's a purer gold, that when you refine that type of gold, there is no impurity in it. So every type of gold has a better grade that has no impurity in it. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi, B'chol Yom HaYezav Yorok. Again, speaking about the gold that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, every day they used yorek, greenish gold, v'yom edoim. And on Yom Kippur, the gold that they used was red, v'hanu, and they used zav pavayim. And it goes back to what we said, zav pavayim, doim l'dam aparim, since they used this gold shovel to take the blood into the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, they used gold that was similar in color to blood, that would be a perfect match. Another pshat that I saw is that Zav Pavayim is a higher class of gold, a better type of gold. So since it's the better class of gold, that was the gold that they used on Yom Kippur, that one day a year of Yom Kippur. However, I did see that the Mefarshim will ask that we know that the Big Day Kahuna that the Kohanim wore on Yom Kippur was Lovan, with the Big Day Lovan, white, not gold. And the reason they didn't wear gold begodim on Yom Kippur was because Enka Tega Nasa Sanegar. So we don't want to have gold, which will remind us of the eagle. So I asked Mefarshim, so we're so concerned about avoiding gold on Yom Kippur, and here we find that they use specifically on Yom Kippur the best gold. So Mefarshim explained, there's only regarding the Big Day Kahuna was their concern of Ankan Tega and Asanega, because the Kohen Gadol actually wore the Big Day Kahuna. When we speak about gold that's used for a shovel, for other kalim that were used in Beis HaMikdash, there is no concern of Ankan Tega and Asanega. So we learned, B'chol Yom, they were makris pras b'shachris. Every day, the Mishnah said they brought Ketoris in the morning and the evening. And B'chol Yom, furthermore, but in Yom Kippur, they brought another Ketoris, as we know, a critical element of the avodah on Yom Kippur. And we learned further, B'chol Yom HaSadaka, every day the Ketoris, that the spices they were used for the Ketoris were ground fine. B'yom Dakim and Adaka. It had to be extra fine. Tana Rabbanan, and so we learn in the Brisa, where the Torah speaks about the Ketoris that was used on Yom Kippur. The Torah says, V'rokach meloi amach degachli eish mi'ala mizbeach melifnei Hashem u'meloi chofnu Ketoris zah mendaka ve'evim meis l'proichus. Says the Gemara, mat hameloimer, what does the Torah over here have to say that the Ketoris was daka? Ask the Brisa, have we not already learned when the Torah teaches us about the Parashas Kisisa, about the Ketoris, where the Torah says, V'shochakta v'mena hadek, that we should grind it finely. Why does the Torah have to repeat daka by the Ketoris of Yom Kippur? El Lahavi, to teach us that the Ketoris that's used on Yom Kippur should be daka v'mena daka, extremely fine. And the Brisker Rav says, when we speak about daka v'mena daka, it's not that there's a special shear to what daka v'mena daka has to be, but rather explains the Brisker Rav, what the Torah is telling us is that even though we've prepared the Ketoris and it's daka, there's a new mitzvah that the Ketoris that's going to be used on Yom Kippur should be ground again to be able to be used, that's the Ketoris that the Torah wants us to use on Yom Kippur. And the Sfasemis says, that we know that we speak about Kachim, Shanaba Kosov Akif. When the Torah says a halacha twice, then it's absolutely essential. So explains the Sfasemis that it could be the din of Daka, that the Torah has to be ground to be used all year round, is only stated once in the Torah. And since it's only stated once in the Torah, you should grind it, but it would not be absolutely essential. But here, where the Torah says, daka min adaka, what the halacha is coming to teach us, that it has to be specifically ground twice, and if it isn't ground twice, it cannot be used for the Torah's on Yom Kippur. And the guy Leital explains, since we know, we've mentioned this in previous Shurim as well, the Gemara said, that since the Torah, when it speaks about the avoid of Yom Kippurim, says the word chukah, and we know whenever the Torah uses the word chukah, it's coming to teach us that must be done. So from here we learn that the Torah must be daka min adaka. And he says, that's why the halacha is that when did they regrind the Torah that's going to be used on Yom Kippur? They would do so on Erev Yom Kippur. Why didn't they do it on Yom Kippur? So he explains that even though there normally is no there's no isser of grinding when you regrind something which is already ground, however, explains the Aglital, that's when you're not really accomplishing anything with that regrinding. But when you're doing it, because the Torah tells you, you must do it, so even if it doesn't necessarily, as the Brisker Rav said, accomplish much, and how fine the Ketoris is, but it's a chiv. And without that chiv, without that doing this regrinding, this k'tiris may not be used on Yom Kippur. So when you're when you are doing the second grinding on this k'tiris, you're accomplishing something. And therefore, since you're accomplishing something, that's why, even if it's already ground, if you would do it on Yom Kippur, it would be a melacha d'oraisa, and that's why it has to be done on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Shemesh Shmuel explains, why is the avodah of the k'tiris so important on Yom Kippur? We see in our Masechta that the Gemara keeps on going back to discuss this avodah of the k'tiris. So Shemesh Shmuel says, one of the important elements of the k'tiris is that had in it levaina. Levaina, we know, is a spice that doesn't smell so great. But to teach us that when we're making the k'tiris, we have to include even the levaina, even the people who the levaina represents, the people who aren't necessarily always doing what they're supposed to be doing. But on Yom Kippur, we're supposed to take that k'tiris that has in it the levaina and grind it and regrind it to try to eliminate the aveira from Klal Yisrael. We learned in the Mishnah, B'chol yom kahanim olim b'mizrachel shel kevesh, every day the kahanim will walk up on the east side of the ramp. Damamar, kol pinush hatapana lohei ala darchimin. Whenever you walk up the ramp, or wherever you walk up anywhere, you should always walk up the right side. And then, if you're going to walk up on the right side, you will be able to make an immediate right turn. If you walk up on the Mizruch side of the ramp. And as I saw all the Rishonim explain, if you're going to walk up the west side of the ramp, so when you come up to the top of the Mizbeach, you're going to be walking along the entire width of the ramp when you're making your right turn. And that isn't necessary. And the Torah, Chazal, did not want us to walk along the Mizbeach for no reason. Therefore, walk up on the east side. So when you come up, you'll be right at the turn. You'll be right at the spot where you have to make the turn, and you will not end up walking along the width of the Mizbeach for no purpose. Vayoyim, on Yom Kippur, Oyla Be'emtza, V'yoyim Be'emtza. The Kohen Gadol would walk up and down the middle of the Mizbeach. My Tama, what was the reason? Mishum Kvaydoi Shal Kohen Gadol, to show the importance of the Kohen Gadol that he walked up the middle. The Rambam has a girsa that not oilim v'yorid, but when the Rambam quotes this Gemara, he says oilim v'yoridim, not the Lashon Yochid, that it wasn't limited to the Kohen Gadol, but even the people who would accompany the Kohen Gadol going up and down the ramp would all walk down the middle. And in fact, I saw that they walked down the middle, that even when they were coming down from the ramp, down the ramp. Why? All for the covet of the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yoyim, we learned further, Kohen Gadol mekadesh yodav yiraglim in the kiyur. Every day, the Kohen Gadol would do kiddush yadayim reglayim from the kiyur. And on Yom Kippur, he did it from a gold pitcher. Ma'itam, again, why did he not use the kiyur gadol, the kiyur as he did all year round? Says the Rambam, Mishum kvodesh Kohen Gadol. So, Tosfos explains that this halacha is not really only on Yom Kippur. All year round, he doesn't have to use the kir, he could use the golden pitcher. But the Yerushalmi actually quotes a machloikis amaroim. The Yerushalmi says that there are those that are of the opinion that only not the first Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, that he do from the Kitten Shazov. Because the Yerushalmi obviously says that those opinions hold that the Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim is supposed to be done from the Kiyor. And therefore, the first Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim that the Kohen Gadol did was done from the Kiyor. So he fulfilled that requirement. And then he did the other Kiddush from the Kitten Shazov, which is really a Machloikus Rishonim, if the first Kiddush was done from the Kiyor, or none of them were done from the Kiyur. And the Machloikus is dependent on what we just said. Is there a specific mitzvah to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim from the Kiyur? If there is, then you have to do at least one, the first one. If there isn't, you don't even have to do the first one. But then I saw the Kli Chemda explains, based on the Chasam Sofer, why even if you hold that Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim has to be done from the Kiyor, the Kohen Gadol, so still you could hold that the first Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim that was done on Yom Kippur did not have to be done from the Kiyor. The Chasam Sofer says that when is it absolutely necessary to do the Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim and absolutely necessary to do it from the Kiyor, that's only when the Kohen who's doing the Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim is not going to the mikveh. But as we've learned, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went to the mikveh five times. And not only did he go to the mikveh five times, but he went to the mikveh first thing in the morning. So such an individual, his obligation of Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim is much less. And therefore he could do, even if you hold that Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim must be done from the Kiyor, he doesn't have to do it from the Kiyor, he could do it from a Kitan Shalzov, because he went to the mikveh anyway. So we learned in the Mishnah, B'chol Yom HaYosham Arba Marachas, on every day there were four arrangements of wood for fire on the Mizbeach, and on Yom Kippur there were five. That was the opinion of Rameyer. And the Gemara explains various opinions about the Marachas that were on the Mizbeach. It says the word Tanar Rabban B'chol Yom, every day Hayu there was on the Mizbeach Achitzim Shtei Marachas, two marachos of wood, vayoyim shalosh. And on Yom Kippur, this opinion holds there were three. Achas was the maracha magdailah, where all the kabbanos were put on that arrangement of fire. Vachas maracha shini shaktairis, and the second was the maracha shini shaktairis, from which they took the coals that would be burnt for the ktairis on the mizbeach apnimi, and they didn't want to bring it from the maracha that had all the kabbanos, because that maracha, all the coals, were fatty, greasy, from all the animal parts that were burnt on it. Vachas, says this opinion, Mesifim by Biyoim, and they added one more maracha on Yom Kippur to take from that coals for the Ktiris that was brought in the Kodesh HaGadoshim. That's Rashi's opinion. The Rambam says the reason they made an extra maracha on Yom Kippur was the coverage of Yom Kippur, that the Torah says we go out of our way to show how important Yom Kippur was, so they made this extra maracha for that purpose. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, how the marachas looked in Mizbeach all year round and on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, B'chol Yom Shalosh, every day there were three marachas, V'yoyim, on Yom Kippur there were arba, there were four. Achash Maracha Gdoilo, one was the Maracha Gdoilo, Vachas Maracha Shnei Shaktairus, and one was the Maracha Shnei where they had the Ktairus, Vachas, and he adds one more, Shokiyam Eish, that they had a special Maracha, that if the fire of the Maracha Gdoilo starts to diminish, this is where they took fire from. And Tosfos points out that even though we've learned earlier, there was a Lishkar HaMaikit, from which they took fire for the Mizbeach, still, explains Tosfos, they were so concerned that the Mizbeach should always have fire available to it, they did not just rely on the fire in the Lishkas Ha'etz, in the Lishkas Ho'esh, they also, for the Beis HaMoked, they also had this extra fire on the Mizbeach for that purpose. So the Mishmar Levi explains the opinion, the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. He explains that the Rambam holds that you can make a maracha for no purpose. So even though there's enough fire available to keep the fire going on the Mizbeach, there's a covet to make another maracha all year round. Rashi, however, says you would only make a maracha when there is a purpose. There's a purpose for having it. So again, Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'chol Yom Shalosh, there were three marachas. Hayoyim, and on Yom Kippur, there were four. Achs maracha gdoila, achs maracha shnei shaktairus, achs shokiyim eish, v'achas shemesifim b'biyoyim. Everybody agrees that we add a special maracha on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Omer, B'chol Yom, there were arba. This is Ramei of our Mishnah. V'yoyim chamesh. Achas maracha gdoila, achs maracha shnei shaktairus, achs shokiyim eish, v'achas levarim v'pedorim. Shloines aklum v'arev. If you had a varm bedorim on the Mizbeach from the day before, and they did not get completely burnt up, and you have to put them back on the Mizbeach. So as all the Rishonim point out, why did they do it this way? So Rishonim explain that the for which Evarim did they do it and why did they do it? It was only for the Evarim and Bedarim that were on the Mizbeach at night. Because if they weren't on the Mizbeach at night, they would become posel with Lina if they weren't there by Chatzos. Moreover, if they were already completely burnt or mostly burnt, they too don't no need to be put back on the Mizbeach for burning because they were mostly burnt if they flew off the Mizbeach. But if you'll have Evarim Bedarim that were on the Mizbeach and therefore did not become posel, and not only did they not become posel, they also weren't completely burnt, we have to put them on the Mizbeach. But we can't put them on the Mizbeach, on the Merachah Gedoyla, because the Merachah Gedoyla is a place where things that were Kabbanis that were brought today should be put on the Merachah Gedoyla. So that's why they had a special Merachah for those pieces. So Taisus asks that the entire top of the Mizbeach wasn't so large. And here we're saying that they had so many Merachahs. Four, we're about to learn about the fifth. Where did they put all these marachas? There certainly wasn't enough room on top of the Mizbeach. So Taisus says that they didn't put it directly on the top of the Mizbeach. They put it around the sides of the Mizbeach where the Kohanim work. Other Rishonim say that they put it on the Soiviv. There was a ledge halfway up on the side of the Mizbeach. And that's where they put the put it. But they could not put it on the side, on the base of the Mizbeach. Because you put it on the base of the Mizbeach, that is a place that would not be part of the upper half of the Mizbeach. So that's not a part for a Marochim. And now he says that Vachas, and then the fifth one is Mesifim Bay Biyoim. So says the Gemara, no matter what opinion we're going to cite, the Kula Amami is Tati Islu. Everybody agrees there were at least two Marachas on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara Menolon, from where do we notice Halacha? Amakra, here Oila Amaita Mizbeach Kala Laila. The Maita refers to Maracha Gedoila. And then the Pasuk continues saying, Veisha Mizbeach Tukaba, we learn from that the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayrus. For Rabbi Yossi, who held there were three Marachas, Kima Eish Menolei, and we learned that Rabbi Yossi holds there's an extra Maracha that was put there to keep the fire going there on a regular basis. Nafgalei says the Gemara, V'Eish HaMizbeach Tukabar Le'Sichba, we learn from that there had to be a special Maracha for the Kima Eish. So the question is, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree that there should be a special Maracha for Kima Eish? So he says, Damiri explains, because Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that since they constantly kept on adding wood to the Mizbeach, there is no need to make a special Maracha. There is no concern for that purpose. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds, as much as they knew that they have to be adding wood or that the fire will constantly remain, still, there is a point to make a special Maracha. And I saw that the Sefer Binyan Shloima explains that the machloikis is really a more fundamental machloikis. Because we know that the fire on the Mizbeach typically did not get extinguished. And therefore, Yehuda's opinion is, in a case where we see a neis, and even though, as we've said many times, there's a rule, ain't samchal a neis, we don't rely on nisim, however, in a situation where the nisim are so constant, we can rely on a neis, and therefore, we didn't need to have a special Maracha for the Kiyam Eish. Whereas Rabbi Yossi takes a much stricter view to this concept of Ein Tzayim Chal HaNeis. And therefore, even in a situation where it's highly unlikely that we're going to need to add fire, we still keep on adding wood and have that special Maracha for the outside chance that our fires will get extinguished and we'll have where to relight the fire. Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara, according to Yehuda that says there were only two Marachas, what will he do with the Pasuk of Eish HaMizbeach Tukabai, from which Rabbi Yossi learns there was a Maracha for the Kiyam Eish? Says the Marahu, he uses that Pasuk to teach us Latzosas Elisu Dasa. It's coming to teach us that when you light a fire on the Mizbeach, you have to take small twigs of wood to light the big fire. The Tanya, as indeed we learn in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Menayin Latzosas Alisa, How do we know that this little pieces of wood that we light to light the other fires, it should be done from wood that's on the Mizbeach, and not that we should take a match, lit match, to the Mizbeach. That's what we learn from the Pasuk, that we should take splinters of wood from the top of the Mizbeach. Amar Rav Yosi, Menayin she'oisa marocha l'kiyum ha'esh, as we learned before, Tam Leimer, he says that's what we learn from the Pasuk of Eish HaMizbeach Tukaba. Says, so we see from here that it seems that Rabbi Yossi agrees that the way they lit the fire on the Mizbeach was with that Tzosos Elisa. But he can't learn it from the Pasuk of Eish HaMizbeach Tukaba, because he uses that Pasuk to teach us that we had a special Marocha for Kiyum Eish. So ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, Hatzos Elisa Manole, where do we know this halacha of Atzos Elisa? Answers the Gemara, Nafkale Mehechda Nafkale Rav Shimon. He will agree the way Rav Shimon learned the halacha. The Tanya, the Braisa here quotes a Machloikas Tanoim, V'nosim Le'aron Kahanim Eisha Mizbeach, Liman Atzos Elisa, we speak about lighting the fire on the Mizbeach, Shloitehei Ela B'Koyin Kosher, who is supposed to do that lighting? A Koyin, a valid coin and not a balmum, or with klisharis, wearing the big day kahuna. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says, I don't need the pasuk for that purpose. V'chisal adatach. How could I think that a coin, that you have to have a coin wearing the big day kahuna, that only such a person could do it? Is there any havamina different? V'sala al datash zor karv l'mizbeach. We know that the Torah HaKadosh says regarding a zor, ach akli hakodesh v'al mizbeach lo yikrevu. A limit comes to teach us atzos elisa shleitel b'rosh hashem mizbeach. From Yehuda. So why does Rabbi Yehuda ask the Gemara need the pasuk of Eish HaMizbeach Tukaba to teach us the halacha of Atzos Elisa? Why does he learn it from this pasuk of Nosnu Me'arim Kohanim Eish HaMizbeach? Ima Hasa Havamina the Koyal Arth, that the Koyin could, that the way it could be done is by standing on the floor next to Mizbeach, Vodu Mapuch, and take a fan and cause the fire that's on the Mizbeach to get ignited. Kamash Malon, that's not the way to get the fire going on the Mizbeach. It has to be done with a match. Rameya says that, as we learned in the Mishnah and the Braisa, there was an extra Marocha. What was the purpose of that extra Marocha? Says the Gemara, Levarim B'dorim Shalom Sachlim and Erev, to have a special Marocha, as we explained, for the parts of the carbon that did not, from yesterday, did not get burnt up. Menolei asked the Gemara, from where does he know there was such a special Marocha? Answers the Gemara, Nafkalei Miveish. The Pasuk says, V'eish HaMizbeach Tukadba, to teach us that, Vav comes to teach us that we had another Marocha for this purpose. V'Rabbanon, who disagree and hold there was no special Marocha for that purpose, what do they do with that Vav? Says the Gemara, Vav Laidashi. They don't explain the extra Vav, and therefore they have no source to teach us the Halacha that we need a special Marocha for those limbs. Ask the Gemara, V'Rabbanon, that they did not make the special Marocha. So ask the Gemara, what did they do? Evarim B'dorim Shalom Nesnakum V'Erev Avad Lehu, where we have these Evarim B'dorim from the Karbonus, from the previous day, what did they do with them? Says the Gemara, the Rabbanon hold, Mahad Lehu L'Marocha G'dayla. They hold that they put him on the Marocha G'dayla. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, Menayim B'arim B'dorim Shalom Nesnakum V'Erev, that if they did not get consumed from the day before, Shesoidrim Al Mizbeach, that we put them back on the Mizbeach, V'aim Achzikon, and if there's not enough room on the Mizbeach itself, Soidrim al Kevesh, they put them on the ramp, or El Gabay Asoiviv, or on that ledge that we discussed earlier, Achiyasa Marocha Gdoila, until they make the Marocha Gdoila, because every morning they rearranged it, the Soidron, and then they put all these pieces of meat on that Marocha Gdoila. Says the Gemara, how do we know that was done? Tamalai Mishatoichal Eish Esa Oila al Mizbeach, to put it back on the Mizbeach for being burnt. So in other words, every morning they took them off the Mizbeach, and after they took them off the Mizbeach so they could arrange the Marocha Gdoila, they kept them, as the Gemara just said, on the side, and after they rearranged the Marocha, they put it back up. But I did see there's a Machloikis, exactly when did they do this this avoida of putting them back up. Some explain the Machlokes Rishonim. Some say that it was done only after they completed doing the avoid of the Karmat Tamid. Because as we learned many times earlier in the Masechta, Ein lecha davar shekodem l'tamid shel shachar, there's nothing that can be done before the tamid shel shachar is brought. So first they finish bringing the tamid shel shachar and then they put back these pieces on the Mizbeach. The Ravid and the Rosh explain that no, as soon as they finished rearranging the Marocha in the morning, they put these pieces back onto the fire. Because the halacha, that Ein lecha davar shekodem l'tamid shel shachar, they say, only applies to kabbonis that are going to be brought today. So the first carbon that has to be brought every day is strictly the tamid shel shachar. But here, we're talking about kabbonis which were there from the day before. Kabbonis which were there from the day before don't have this halacha. Continues the Gemara, Remeya, who says that they made a special marocha for the Evarim of Bedarim from the day before. So according to him, asked the Gemara, what do we do with this pasuk? The pasuk comes to tell us, Ikulei Ayla Atem Machzir, that if parts of the carbon oila were not burnt, you have to, as we just finished explaining, they have to be put back on the Mizbeach. But if parts of the coals of the Mizbeach, of the Ketayrus are burnt, them you don't have to put down on, you don't have to put them back on. The Taisus points out two reasons that what we said, that when we're taking them off while we're rearranging the Marocha, why we can't take them all the way down. One explanation Taisus says is we take them all the way down, they're going to become posel with Lina. And Bechlal Taisus says that there's an Isser to put them on, there's an Isser to put take them off the Mizbeach. Parts of the Kabbonis that belong on the Mizbeach and weren't finished what needs to be done with them, we have no right to deliberately remove them from the Mizbeach. Says the Maharal Tani, and indeed this halacha, that we put back only parts of the Kabbonis, not part of the Ketayrus, says the Maharal, we learned, the Tani of Chananya Bar Menuhin, the Bey Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, he taught this in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. The pasuk says, "Shetoich le'eshes ha'oila mizbeach," to teach us, "Ikula oila t'machzer." Parts of the carbon oila that were not completely burned have to be put back on the mizbeach achitzin. However, v'yata machzi kulei k'tayrus. If parts of the k'tayrus were not completely burned, they're not put back on the mizbeach apnimi. Says the Gemara. But one thing we've certainly learned in today's shir, says the Gemara, the kol alma mias, everybody is in agreement. Meisifim by biyoyim islahu. Everybody agrees there was an extra marocha made on Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara Manalu, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says nafglu veho eish. Veish al mizbeach tukaba. It says the Gemara, filu man deloy dorish. Even the Gemara, the Chachamim, who we just learned, don't agree that we darshan the extra vav. That's only where there's an extra vav. But when we have an extra vav hey, as the pasuk says, v'ho'esh, everybody agrees that darish, we darshan it, and that we can learn this halacha from that. We can learn this halacha. So as we just finished learning that the Torah, how many marachas there were, says that the Gemara, the pasuk says, esh tumid tukar al mizbeach loisichba. Ask the Gemara, lemai osa. What do we learn from this pasuk? Answer the Gemara Mibay Lelech Retanya to teach us what we learned. The pasuk says, "V'eishem isbeach tukeba." Limad to teach us on Marocha Shnish Ketayrus that the Marocha that they prepared to take the coals for the Ketayrus should like to hey Ella Mizbeach Achitzin. Where does that Marocha take place? Has to be on the Mizbeach Achitzin, not on the Mizbeach Apnimi. In other words, even though on the Mizbeach Apnimi was where they put the Ketayrus, the coals for the Ketayrus come from the Mizbeach Achitzin. Eish, the coals, machta of the Yom Kippur, that they put the Ketayrus into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the menorah, and the coals that they took, the fire that they took to light the menorah, menayin, how do we know that they too come from the Mizbeach Achitzin? V'dimnu. Says the Gemara, we can learn this logically. Namer Eish B'Ketayrus, the Eish that the Torah speaks about Eish in the Ketairis. As the Pasuk says, Victor Aram Ketairis Sama Baika Babaika Bateva Saneris Yakdarana. And of course, Akhtaira means Eish. Venemer Eish Bemachta. And the Tyrus says the word Eish regarding the Machta of Yom Kippur. As the Tyrak Dosha says, Velokach Malaya Malach, the Gachle Eish, Mal Mizbech, Bafnei Hashem, O Malay Chofna Ketairis Sam Dakavevi Mibes Lepreichus. O Bemenaira, the Tyrus speaks about fire for the menorah, as the Torah says, lahalon, lahaloi sneir tamid, ma lahalon, just like the eish for the Torah is taken from the mizbeach achitzin, afkan, the eish for Yom Kippur, and the eish for the menorah also comes from the mizbeach achitzin. Ask the Braisa, oi, kloich l'derech su, we can make an argument to maybe learn differently. Nema eish b'ktoris, the Torah speaks about the eish of the ktoris of every day. V'nema eish b'machta, and the Torah speaks about the eish that's used for the ktoris of Yom Kippur that's brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Torah speaks about menorah, and the Torah speaks about the eish that's used for the menorah. Malahalon, just like when we speak about the coals that were used for the ktoris that are brought every day, b'samachloi, are brought from the closest fire, which means the fire from the Mizbech HaChitzin is used for the Ketairis that's brought on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Af Machta Menorah, an argument can be made that the fire that they need for the Machta on Yom Kippur, or the fire that they need for Menorah every day, should be taken from Besamachloi, from the closest fire. And the closest fire is actually not the Mizbech HaChitzin. The closest fire is Mizbech HaPnimi. And therefore, I would make an argument that maybe that's the place to take the fire. Says the Gemara, Tam Eloimid, the Torah Kedosha says, Eish Tamid Tukar HaMizbeach LeSichba, Eish Tamid Shinamarti Lecha, the Torah, when it speaks about the Menorah, it speaks about Lahalois Ner Tamid, Lai Tehei El Baroish HaMizbeach HaChitzin, should come from the fire that's outside from the Mizbeach, should come outside from the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Says the Gemara, Lamadnu, so here we've learned, Eish Lemenoira. So we clearly have a source to teach us that the Eish that's used for the Menoira comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzin. But ask the Braisa, Eish Lemachta, the fire that's used for the Ketairis on Yom Kippur, that's taken into the Kodesh Kedoshim Menayin, how do we know that those coals are taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzin? V'dinhu, says the Gemara, we can make the following argument. Nemre Eish b'machta, the Torah says Eish by the coals of Yom Kippur, v'lokach maloya machta gachal Eish, v'nemre Eish b'menoira, and the Torah says Eish by the menoira, ma'alahal l'agabim mizbeach achitzin, we just finished proving that the fire that was used for the menoira every day came from the mizbeach achitzin, afkan, so too will we say that the Eish that was used on Yom Kippur comes from the mizbeach achitzin. But suggest the Braisa, we can make a different argument. Nemer Eish b'Ketairis, the Torah speaks about the Eish on the Ketairis that's brought every day. V'nemer Eish b'Machta, the Torah speaks about the Eish of Yom Kippur. Ma'la Halon, just like on Yom Kippur, just like the Ketairis that's done every day, we bring the goals, the Samachloi, from the closest fire, which is the Mizbeach HaChitzin, afkan, we can make an argument that we should bring the coals for the Ketairis on Yom Kippur, the Samachloi, from the fire which is closest to it, which would be the fire on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, not the fire on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Tamaloimer, says the Gemara, so we have two options. Tez the Gemara Tamaloimer, the Pasuk says, V'lokach maloi ha-machta, we should take coals that are from Mizbeach that is Milifnei Hashem. What I learn from here, Eze Mizbeach, which is the Mizbeach, which is Mitzvoso Lifnei Hashem, which is partially in front of Hashem. However, Ve'en Kulei Lifnei Hashem, but is not completely Lifnei Hashem, Havoim, it's the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Because Mizbeach HaChitzin is outside, there is a side which is close to the base, which is close to the base of Migdash, the west side of the Mizbeach, but the rest of it is not Lifnei Hashem. Another pshat that the Rabbeinu Hillel explains, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which was used for the Ketairis in the base of Migdash, is certainly considered Kulei Lifnei Hashem. It's actually in the base of Migdash itself, whereas this Mizbeach is not actually in the Beis HaMikdash. It's outside. So since it's outside, we can't call it Lifnei Hashem. It's only Milifnei Hashem. Says the Gemara, Vitzrich L'michtev, and we have to write in this pasuk, Mi'al HaMizbeach, Vitzrich L'michtev, Milifnei Hashem. We have to have all of these words in the pasuk to describe from where we bring the fire. For explains the Gemara. If the Torah would have just written the words Me'al Mizbeach, Havamina, My Mizbeach, yes, we have to bring the fire from the Mizbeach. For which Mizbeach? From the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's why Kos Rachmana, so that's why the Torah adds the words Melifnei Hashem, which clearly describe the Mizbeach, which is not completely in front of Hashem, only partially, which is the Mizbeach HaChitzin. However, says the Gemara, if the Torah would have only written Milfnei Hashem, and wouldn't have written Me'al HaMizbeach, have a Mina, we have to take a Milfnei Hashem. We have to take it specifically from the Mizbeach. Which part of the Mizbeach should we take the coals from? From the part that is right in front of the door, not from any other spot on the Mizbeach. Ava Mahai Gisa, Mahai Gisa, from the sides of the Mizbeach, which don't actually face the door of the Beis HaMikdash, we cannot take the fire for the Torahs on Yom Kippur. Eim Eloi, maybe from those spots we cannot take fire. That's why Tzrich to say, as long as we're taking the fire for the Mizbeach HaChitzin, it doesn't make a difference from which spot on the Mizbeach HaChitzin do we take that fire.